Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop. Sunday, and y'all in tune for some Sunday at the scoop. You feel me?
You're now in tune to the motherfucking greatest.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Applause. Hey.
Yes, yes, yes.
You have to bring that round of applause on like Jesus, man. What's up, man? It's the scoop. It's your host, PJ the Perfect Gentleman. I got my two co-hosts with me, Tony MFD.
Please say the motherfucker.
And Mr. Fly Jock himself, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all I'm going to
do. All right. Topic today. We got, what is it called? Let me go on through it. Are receiving the same energy you put out? You know what I mean? I think this clip comes from, no, it doesn't. It comes from AI and, what his name was?
Kawhi Leonard?
No. Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown.
Yeah, that's my dog.
My bad. And it came from under that rock. And boy, he talking some shit.
Yeah. So it came from that, and what I wanted to touch on is that because, you know, of course, you already know that Rev was kind of on the point of how Stephen A. Smith is trolling him and saying he was, you know, trash and all this kind of stuff. But AI the GOAT really said to him, and yeah, I did say, you know, AI the GOAT.
Oh yeah,
he said to him that you know, people are always gonna, you know what I'm saying, have something to say about you. You see what I mean? Like, he was like, they said the same things about me when I was on. And just, I'm paraphrasing, you know what I'm saying, what AI was on, because of some fact that playing that clip right now, I have to play it through the phone for y'all to kind of hear that. But it don't matter. If y'all want to do that, we'll play the clip and we'll go right into it. That way that, you know, we get a little basis to the show or whatnot. So I'll let AI kick it, and we'll go on.
Just kicking.
Oh, my bad.
Let me tuck my shit in. Hold on. Let me see what you rocking today.
Go ahead with all.
No, I got to see that. That's a nice timepiece there, Jack. Pull it over here. That's a nice motherfucking time. See, that's when you the answer, and then you just a bus. See, I'm the bus. This the answer.
Man, you ain't no motherfucking bus.
This what you get when you a bus. This what you get when you the fucking answer.
No, you not. You ain't no motherfucking bus.
Right, laughing.
First pick in the motherfucking NBA, can't be no bust.
Nah, Stephen A. said I'm a
bust. All right, man. Well, look what
the
motherfuckers done said about me, man.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody don't like
you,
man. Everybody don't like you in this motherfucking world.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to learn that for myself.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I went through pain when motherfuckers talk shit about me.
Yeah.
Everybody don't like you, man. Everybody don't fuck with you.
Absolutely.
It don't go like that in this world, man. This world.
All right. That's pretty much what the basis of the conversation is. Y'all kind of heard it here. Y'all heard it here from AI himself. Tony MFD, you know, you always express a lot of this kind of energy and things.
Oh, I don't like a lot of the motherfuckers.
No.
A lot of motherfuckers don't like me.
So I wanted to talk like, you know,
so a lot of motherfuckers don't like me.
Sometimes y'all be like, you know,
well, tell niggas to bring that shit to the sweat, dog.
Stand up.
Yeah, you don't like what I'm saying, then, but swing when you see me. Some other shit he said.
We can throw these hands up. Yeah.
If you ain't noticed, pimping, I don't give a f- if I said it, then I meant it. And what?
Go ahead. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm listening to that track.
I'm off.
Me too.
You on?
No, I'm not.
We both are.
Yeah, y'all on.
No, we're not. That shit don't sound right.
That bitch sound like
bro,
the table.
Listen. It got to be like that because we got the, you know,
oh,
we got
yeah,
the
professional grade mic.
So
at the end of the day, I forgot.
Oh, we got a professional grade mic.
Yeah, they about the feedback in the speaker.
Oh, okay. So if y'all can't hear me, please make it in the chats because we got a professional grade mic. So I can't really hear myself, but y'all can hear me, so we good.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like I was saying, I'm listening to that track when I leave out of here, man.
Bet it up.
First things first, yes, I'm matching my truck today. I'm matching my Buccaneers today. I'm matching the same injury that the Buccaneers give me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And what Iverson said was like, at the end of the day, this world is ran off hatred. It's ran off opinions. Everybody got an opinion about something. It ain't really too many facts going on except the fact that I'm black and the fact that I look good and the fact that Miami got cheated yesterday. Everything else is an opinion.
Thank you.
Like,
he said that. It's an opinion.
Damn, so the fact that
Everything else is an opinion. And like I say, what AI said is the energy that I had to learn, like, way back when is, yeah, match the same energy. Like, if somebody don't like you, that's cool. Shit, you ain't got to like them back. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, that's why COVID kind of came at a better time. So when people don't like me, they can just social distance.
Oh, what did they pause for a second?
I guess so.
Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
I said COVID couldn't have came at a better time, so all the people that don't like me, they just had a social distance them damn selves away from me, which is a rare, but it is some people out there that don't like Tony motherfucking D.
That's a good thing, though, bro.
I'm too likable.
That's a good thing, bro. That's a good thing when a person don't like you.
But they know me.
That means you are on their mind. You irk their nerves.
Okay.
You got them don't want to eat.
Doing what they want to do.
That nigga up to date, basically.
Okay. Okay.
Know what I'm saying? You up to date. Mm. And like I tell them all, fuck them.
Not on child support, though. I ain't up to date on child support.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
Hey, but see, that's why I was really trying to come at it, though, because it was like, you know, I know that we've been on this earth for a minute. So I know we've all experienced in the face.
Some longer than others.
The point, you know, I'm just saying face. Face not receiving the same energy that you've put out time and time again. You know what I'm saying? With people, relationships, you know, partners, everything, things like that. You know, it happens. So that's why I was just like, you know, can you really offend somebody, you know, by being yourself, by just being who you are?
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you the person.
Why you think it's like that?
I'll tell you the person who offended me.
Okay.
It happened Friday.
Okay.
I was driving to work.
Okay.
Listen to the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Big Draco was on that motherfucker. I never heard somebody so damn dumb in my life, bro. I don't know.
I think that man played that.
I'm like, is he
that part, man?
Yeah. Is he really like this?
He's the first rapper to do everything.
Like, yeah, I'm like, bro, are you really this full of yourself, bro? Like, for real, you calling grown ass man, bitch ass niggas all on the net, all on the show. Serious. Pull up. I'm like, bro,
that's one of them fights that don't count.
I'm looking at it, and you know, when I had shout out to Revolt, when I had watched shit on YouTube on Revolt, I'm looking like, is this man really serious right now?
Yeah.
Like, you bowing up in front of Charlamagne them about Young Dolph.
Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing, but, you know, if I'm looking at it from the way I'm looking at it, I'm going to side with Young Dolph. I think he more about that action than you is, Soulja, or Young Draco, or whatever the fuck.
Soulja say he got the rap sheet to prove it.
Soulja Boy had us super soaking hoes.
I mean, and he
y'all
did.
Y'all remember the pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember, you know, but like I say, that and Cut My Swag On is the only two songs I remember from Soulja Boy.
Only thing I don't like about it is when he's selling out. See, you talking about everybody got shot in the camp. Y'all niggas did. Bro, when a person gets shot, they don't play about, you know what I'm saying, all that gangsta talk. Because now you talking big, Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
You talking gangster. Please stop.
because we don't want to have
to. To me, I think I noticed the underlying what it is not to be taken serious kind of note, because he do it and then he retract. And then he's like, yeah, you know, but we fuck with Key Glock. But yeah, but we listen to
but
the whole thing. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's like
I don't know. I don't know if he doing it because of Key Glock just dropped the album and, you know what I'm saying, he trying to help promote. I don't know. But
it's all possible. It's all possible. Remember.
I'm sorry. The way he was tough talking on that damn show, that ain't no promotion. That was like you can't say.
Pull up and.
Yeah, you can't say. Yeah, nigga, come see about
that's
me.
That's the internet, though.
Like, you can't say that.
So,
and then
why you feel like
come back
you,
and say,
why you think
cool.
that you can probably offend somebody by just being who you are? I know Tony D got that.
Man,
you
can offend somebody, man. People don't like what you do. If you doing something good and it's known and, you know, I'm a cool person.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
At times.
Okay. His opinion again. No, but I'm a cool person. I'm a people's person, and some of people get mad about that because people don't fuck with them. Like, damn, they fuck with Jock, but they don't fuck me. Like, man, who the fuck is that nigga? That nigga ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? So people get mad at small things, like.
Right.
Small things.
So,
can
so
turn.
The fact that people's ego and their pride, they really their own.
I mean,
ego.
Nigga, stop being gangsta all the time.
Everybody,
have fun.
Everybody just want to be relevant to
right.
You know, everybody
right.
want to be relevant to somebody.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like back in the day before bro had got locked up. You know, I was always known as Lil Nate, and I hated that shit. Like I wanted to be Tony motherfucking D. I hate it when like somebody called me Lil Nate. So when bro got locked up, I did every damn thing I could to make myself relevant to all the people in this world. Then when bro came home, I told him, I said, hey, bro.
It's a new sheriff in town.
Yes, sir. I told him, I said, hey, bro, look, you home now, but you been gone for a little minute, so I just want to let you know that.
It's my shit.
Bitch, you going to be like, oh, you Tony D brother. There ain't no more Lil Nate shit. And then just to show his shit, saying, oh, you Tony D brother. Yeah, man. I'm out here. I'm really, really out here.
Yeah. Look at
man, you know. Big Diggo.
You say Big Diggo.
Big Diggo. That's the Ivy Lane name for me.
Hey.
But yeah, man. Like I say, bro, at the end of the day, you can't control the way nobody feel about you. Whether it's your mama, your daddy, your oochie coochie grandmammy, your friend, your homie, your friend of a friend. You know, because I don't see some cats rolling together like me and Jock, we cool, but Jock might fuck with somebody that don't fuck with me, but we all just riding together right now. But me and him know we don't fuck with each other, but we got a mutual friend that we respect. So Jock could be like, oh man, bro, y'all need to squash that shit, but me and this nigga don't want to, so we just gonna still beef, but we gonna hang out with Jock because Jock cool. And Jock is like the neutral zone, I guess.
Yeah.
And it be like that. I mean, I haven't ran across that incident in a while because...
But I done ran across that before.
If I hang out with somebody and you hang out with them.
Yeah, I done ran. But see, that is one of them situations where, let's say, y'all two beefing. Okay. And I'm cool with both of y'all.
Right.
Now, depending on what the situation is, I don't know, bro. I might have to cut somebody off because...
Oh, Lord. No,
who? Yeah, man. Y'all listen. It got to be a reason.
Okay.
Now, I want to know the reason why y'all niggas beefing. And
probably,
if,
probably behind a bit.
If a nigga beefing by the bitch.
Woman.
Bro, 10 times out of 10. Bro,
I'm
10
sorry.
Time, all right.
I'm not
going to
say
bitch.
I'm not going to say bit.
9.5 times out of 10.
A
bro,
Nubian
about a,
queen.
About a woman,
yes.
If a man is beefing by a Nubian queen, like, y'all need to talk that out.
Y'all childish as well.
Yeah. Like, but, it can be like if it's beef on some disrespect or just beef like, oh, he done hit my Nubian queen.
But
I'm mad about that.
But my point is, my thing is with that, even with that, like, you can't get mad.
You can't
get
mad at that
you
king.
You got to look at, yeah, you,
right,
I mean,
yeah.
Excuse me. You can't get mad at
and he take
brother.
It?
you got the. You
did
got
he rape you?
Who you dealt right. with, bro?
Know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's who you chose to live right. with, or chose to, you know, call yours, or have babies by.
So, bro, guess the, what? You can have that. This Nubian queen. And I ain't even beef with you, bro. Like
straight animals over here. No hackers.
Listen.
That's what Plies said.
These niggas be ready to do 100 years. Bro done put your lady in the chicken wing.
Y'all remember the cat? The chief. The chief. What it is? Master Chief. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to die by that.
Yeah. You ready to all die, in the nigga? Room? Yeah, see. You hell no, I ain't ready to die.
Nah, bro.
You really ready to die.
You got it.
Yeah, I remember that big ass nigga standing on the bed. Yeah,
standing you on got the bed.
And get your ass out of my house.
You finna get your weird ass.
No, nigga, you weird. That y'all ain't, he ready to die.
Y'all be watching BMF or no?
Yeah, I fuck with BMF.
You know, that's what his name is? The crazy one in the show?
Lamar.
Yeah, that's Lamar.
Yeah. That
I ain't fucking with no.
Hey, matter of fact, yeah, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, Lamar act just like that.
I feel like they allowing his character kind of to run rampant because, you know, he gives that Kanan and that Tariq vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like
actually, that bit remind me of a Mo Crazy or Omar.
Or they say Tummy.
Nah, that bitch, he like Omar, just yeah. on another level.
Yeah, I
if y'all noticed, Jock being
Jock
quiet,
ain't Jock.
That's because Jock still haven't watched BMF, even though we don't told him like 20 damn times.
Still
but
haven't watched BMF.
Jock got a whole hey, bunch yeah. of other shit he got to watch.
Listen,
oh!
Hey, I ain't going to even tell my story, but I fuck with BMF. That's...
Oh,
what's up.
And another thing I think we should start doing, I'm going to take it upon myself. I'm going to try and stay consistent with it. Movie of the week.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and stay consistent with it, y'all.
Okay.
Whatever I see, if I watch something good or if I see something, a show or something that I think y'all should watch, I'm going to put y'all up on game because my sense and my taste in movies is pretty damn good. I'm not even going to flex.
Let me ask you a question.
What's that? Okay.
You one of those ones that just watch like... Binge how can I it. Say, like, movies, love movies, happy, you know what I'm saying?
I watch all types of movies. I ain't really into the whole love movie shit. I mean, I watch them, but like, I ain't really into it. I'm more so like...
Action.
I like action. I love...
The thrillers.
I love those movies. Those, you know, like 300, those type of movies.
Yeah.
Troy. Yeah, those type of movies. Those my shit right now.
I'm so weird, bro. I'm so off the. I'm way.
See, the first step is admitting that you're weird.
Yeah, then I'm
you
weird,
can,
bro. I'm way.
You can just
I'm
go on.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm into some anime shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I
like to see some real cool.
I ain't never seen.
Kick ass anime shit. Some assassin type shit. Know. I like the assassin type shit. I like that type of. You know what I'm saying? So, honestly, I don't think it's weird. I think it's more real.
I mean,
bro.
To
because
be
a lot
honest,
of that stuff has real bases and real meanings to a lot.
It's
of that
a
shit.
Lot
you know,
of people
give
that
it
watch
to you in cartoons.
Yeah, it's a lot of people
anime.
That watch all that.
I ain't one of those. Lot of people.
Yeah, I'm not one.
I got a coworker. He loves that too. Shout
real,
out to
listen,
him.
Everybody got a coworker that got that. Yeah, I got two coworkers.
Like I say, bro, I feel like it's the same thing with the balance in the energy. Kind of like how we kind of you know when we're talking about that energy now. It's like you can't really. You know, if you already know you gangster, you hood and this shit, you ain't finna be riding around all the time with some gangster rap shit, nigga. You got some of them oldies in that motherfucking vehicle.
Oh, yeah, man,
you
I ain't gonna
some,
lie.
You got some shit that's gonna slow you down and put you on. You get what I'm saying? That's gonna zone you out. You ain't just...
You name a gangster that don't rap a female, well, sing or rap a female song.
I ain't gonna say about the female, but I would definitely say old school, some old school.
Old school, a female
you know
song.
I mean,
like, yeah, I'm,
yeah,
I mean,
you got your Lauryn Hills, you got your. You know,
I'm too gangster to be riding down the street saying Cardi B word for word. I bet you.
Nah, I bet you.
But I ain't gonna lie
kind of
though,
money.
She be sliding.
I bet you
be sliding
kind of money.
Though.
What's that song? Real lad, bitch. When that part come on, I bet you sing it.
I don't know that part.
Me.
You a damn liar.
I'm with
Tony
Rodeo.
See the girls, you ain't never been to the club. And when that came on.
Yeah, but I like it's like, bro, it's nah. like certain
Did
songs.
Did you say it, though?
No.
You lying.
I swear. Because
I mean,
it's like certain songs. I go to looking for the chick to be turned up. Like, that's to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a, the that's girls, a chick song.
Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B.
So you think they receive
Nicki
the same
Minaj? I think, huh?
You think they receive the same energy they put out?
I think that I think their music is centered to for the girls to, like, you know, they basically like the Mystiples, and you know
the reason why I say that is because, remember, it's like they put out this music, but they lead a different life.
That's music.
Well, that's music.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's just like younger Jeezy. You remember he had us riding around with bricks in the car.
What the fuck you mean us?
Hey. I'm just saying.
I know you ain't get me in trouble.
Our mindset. We have bricks for real people, okay?
When he say bricks, I'm just talking about like center blocks.
I'm just saying. Listen,
we already got flagged for Clorox. Now you over here talking about bricks?
Yeah, we did.
Oh my God!
Yeah, no more Clorox.
I'm saying the music. Jeezy back in the days, Trap or Die. You know what I'm saying? It had your mindset like you rhyme with $100,000 and nigga, you ain't got nothing but 20 in your pocket.
Right. I'm strapped up.
Right. And ain't nothing in there but a damn spare tie.
Nigga, play.
You know what's so funny about that is that a lot of that stuff was, you know, our lifestyle to the point where it.
Here
you know,
we go again. Not no, our.
Wait a minute. I'm just talking about.
I've been a working man since I was 16 years old.
Listen.
Me too.
I've never sold any type of drugs.
Me three.
I never did any type of drugs.
All right, me too. We can't go that far. Okay.
Although most people think.
I refuse to answer any question on the ground that that man incriminated me.
You used to do coke.
No, I used to drink coke. Cola.
Motherfucker. I'm just playing. Hey,
pure cocaine. Pure cocaine.
Damn, oh, man. Yeah, but. All right. Damn.
All right. Listen. All I'm saying is that it's like, to me, for Jeezy, like, listening to Jeezy, to me, it was like, you know, the fly shit really, really is what fell on my ears, because it's like the other shit, like I said, was often a part of, you know, the reality of things around us or how we grew up. So it was like, that's really nothing new. You know, you ain't really, you know, you ain't preaching nothing that's new.
Because yeah, we've been listening to that kind
of music.
I like
the freshness of this shit.
I like the punchlines in my music. Like, for a rapper, you gotta have, like, punchlines. You can't just be out here shooting blah blah blah. Like, I don't care about that right there.
Yeah.
Like, I like when you put shit in perspective of way nobody ain't looking at it, you know, because everybody know that the part Will Smith said the back in the day 2 miles an hour, so everybody see. But then Jeezy coming that bitch real slow, how I drive past, got everybody watching, sweating like a gym class. I say, oh shit, man, I went to gym and did about 5 push-ups and 1 pull-up. Mm-hmm. You know, that's I'm just saying to you up and coming rappers, if you have to catch a glance of the show.
I'm just tired of all
put
these.
Put more metaphors back in your lyrics, man. Everybody just straightforward. They killing and all this so other much shit.
I'm just tired of all the, because this new music is about taking drugs, basically. You turn everybody to junkies.
Well, we knew that's what was going to happen after that. But guess what? I seen someone that said that you can't really blame music for what's going on. And they was just saying that crime and all this other kind of stuff was happening way before then.
I mean, so I agree with that.
How y'all feel? Because you know that's part of the energy.
Who said
thing,
that? Future. Out. Future say, I drop a mixtape, watch the crime go up, or something like that, he said.
It's not true, though, because what they were saying is that before music really hit, man, or like gangster rap, well, you know, back in the 77, they said, well, before that, the crime rate was up high. So what the hell, you know, you got to blame before then?
Drugs. I mean, that was when that crack rock era then.
Me crack, like ghetto dope.
Right.
But to me, honestly, it's just really the media and how they kind of flip and twist everything. You know, they put it to the point where it's like that. Like you say, like they said, people that are normally around, you know, people, you know, white's going to kill whites. That's going to kill whites. Like, but we never hear that white on white terminology. We never hear Hispanic on Hispanic. We never hear those terminology. So why we only hear black on black? You see what I mean? I'm just saying, like, so I just wanted to kick that little knowledge.
Black on black crime. White on white crime.
Yeah, it's just like no one hears that. It's something that's sellable. It's something that can, continue to get you to, or continue to get the youth to, you know, what you want to say, parade behind.
I think it's a march behind. Well, I'm not mad about it, because that basically showing us that we knocking down our own community when they say black on black crime. Let's just stop killing each other.
Right.
But see, they say it's a reason. That is the excuse that's given for them to do, you know.
I mean, to be honest, it ain't no excuse because it's pure facts. If we living in the same community, everybody damn near knows somebody. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather, that is really black on black. The hoods is in one big square. You got Richmond Heights, Carver Shores, Pine Hills, Crosstown, Mercy Drive. All us in one big square.
Ivy Lane.
I'm sorry.
Never say, damn, you don't forget about the beans.
I would say, he better say it. Nah, the nigga ain't.
You know what I'm saying? You got
poking beans, man.
You got beans, Washington man. Shores. You got only hood that is on the outskirt is
Tangelo.
Tangelo is their own little
part. They own little city.
They own little world over there. And back in the day, Tangelo was hell.
You don't think Evil was out that way too?
Tangelo, Evil, and Apopka. But yeah, they on the outskirts.
But them boys, them some motherfuckers.
I know back in the day, Evil was some steppers out there at the tunnel, boy. Them niggas used to pull up.
Apopka was some steppers at
What had some wild Caribbean boys, man?
Apopka was steppers at Caribbean, yeah, Headlights, Palladium.
But see, you know, the crazy part about that is just like, I don't know if Tony D could probably relate to this, but you know, E-Hop really brought a lot of that shit together, really. Because at the end of the day, you knew somebody from one of those kids because of
Evans. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, when I went to Evans, that's when I started being comfortable with, you know, sliding through Pine Hills, because I wouldn't go past Mercy. You know, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I just heard stories. I wouldn't go past Mercy.
Hey, listen, I ain't going to lie. I was everywhere, so I ain't.
I was everywhere because I went to J-High.
Yeah, I was everywhere.
See, you was everywhere, but on the, you was everywhere, but over there where them Trojans was stomping
out. Hold on, time out. Now, this is where you're wrong, and I'm going to prove it to you. J-High Fine is here. Worked at Winn-Dixie on Silver Star and Pine Hills.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Who? So guess. Yeah, I got that track record.
So you on the red shirt, so we didn't know where you were from.
Who? How they know where I'm from?
It must be Isles in here. And why? Because he keeps saying who.
Everybody that came from, and I used to drive to work, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I ain't had no car. I called the city bus till I was 18.
All right, check it.
Hey.
So.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
Totally off topic, but just because I mentioned city bus, and we all got kids in here, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Have any of y'all kids ever asked y'all, can they ride the city bus, or saying that they want to ride the city bus?
Never.
Bro, listen.
Taylor want to ride the city bus. I think I might take her on a trip.
I don't even know how much it is now.
Like $13.
You for real?
I don't know.
Last time I heard it was
like $5 to get on the bus, though.
For real?
You lying.
It can't be that much.
It ain't $5, bro. It might be like
It may three. Be. I don't know, because the price of gas.
Yeah, bro. The price of gas. It might be the price of gas at this point.
I'll tell you, I'm going to pick my baby up one day. We're going to catch the bus in Ivy Lane, ride that bit all the way downtown.
And come
walk
back.
Walk around downtown. We're going to get on the bus and come back just so she can get that shit out of her system.
But it's the cheapest fun date I can ever do. Like the, you know, I'm just saying, like, it ain't the old bus loop, downtown bus loop. You know what I'm saying?
I remember the old one.
Yeah, that, now that's a fire station.
Yeah, that's a fire station.
So
that's Ember.
Yeah. No, Ember always been there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
Ember was always on the other side of it.
Yeah?
It was all that list right there.
It was always on the other side of that. But everything.
The parking lot.
Yeah, fire. Okay.
Yeah, everything beyond that point was right
there. See, kids don't understand how. When you jump on the bus and go downtown to hit the exchange.
Exchange, buy your CD.
Listen, the exchange was $14. Like the best thing ever.
Yes, sir. That's when you had to have that shit on.
I was real good,
talk to him. You had to have that shit on at the exchange, because, see, the exchange was the one place where the name actually fit it. You exchange your phone numbers with chicks because, you know, I go to Evans. Right. And I meet a chick that go to Oak Ridge. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, anything.
And then if you couldn't pick it up at the exchange, you go home and jump on the chat line.
I think everybody thing was to hit the exchange. I mean, you ain't even, you done passed your house to go back to downtown to hit the exchange.
Hit the exchange, especially if you know a CD dropping.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be down that bit.
What? Okay, and his man say the chat line.
Yeah, you got to hit the chat line, bro. Mysterious mystical, if y'all was ever looking for him. Here I am.
I am Jerry Springer.
Hey. What was your chat line name, PJ?
Nothing, because I wasn't on that bit.
Damn, bro.
Oh, damn, you weren't living then. That chat line.
All the thing I did is I probably dropped in that bit from time to time. Bro, I ain't fuck with the phone. I ain't like the phone.
Shit.
I don't like when that bitch ring now.
As soon as that cordless phone start beeping, I'm mad as hell.
Listen, long as it's right. Some, long as it's some money. Hey, look, it's some money.
And shout out to cell phones, man, because, I mean, I was just happy when they came out because it was no more parents eavesdrop. You know, they pick up the phone. Pick up.
Who you on the phone with?
And they just be listening to your whole conversation.
You knew when that phone picked up. Phone picked up.
Because they'll hold down the little dial
and just ease up slow.
Yeah, right, so you don't hear that click.
Y'all ain't. Very
I remember.
Hey, I pay attention
to
detail.
Me and one of my exes, we used to be on the phone late. We used to be on the phone late. And we'll be talking about what we need to be talking about, but we used to refer to that bitch as cleaning up the bathroom. She'd be like, "Oh, I can't wait to come over there so I can help you clean up your bathroom." That was our way of saying, "Yeah, we finna get it on."
I'd have been on that bitch like,
cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, because
what you doing with these fast ass girls in my house?
No, I was good. I was good on my end. You know what I'm saying? She was just letting me know what the plan was, but just in case her people was listening, they ain't know what we was talking about. And they probably didn't know what we was talking about, but, you know, we thought we was smart as hell.
It's too weird.
Cleaning the bathroom, that's a crazy ass code. Red flag.
Like I say, when you like 17, you think that made perfect sense. Oh, they don't know we talking about sex. They think you really think.
Only thing my problem was pops and mom's gone to bed, so I got off at about 9:30 from Winn-Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, when I get home, I got the as soon as the phone ring. I got to pick that bitch up quick because that been ringing all around the house.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, bro.
I'm giving y'all a good question from this.
Okay.
That goes to the topic that stems from y'all conversation.
But go ahead now.
Are you keeping that same energy with your church?
Oh,
because ain't no house phones.
Yeah, it's different because it's cell phone. But I mean, like I say, when Taylor is of age to get a cell phone, the one requirement what she will have from me is there's never a lock code. And if there is a lock code, I need to know every last one of them.
Okay. Because
if I be like, give me your phone right now,
you're keeping that same
you ain't deleting shit.
I'm going to keep that same energy, but I won't. How can I say it? I don't want to be one of them crazy daddies, but I will be a crazy daddy. I just don't want you on the phone doing all that crazy shit.
Like,
you remember us? Well, yeah, us back in the days, it wasn't where you can send pictures.
I told y'all, I ain't talking on the phone, but yeah, oh, okay, I got you.
You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
Pictures can be sent.
Okay.
Hey,
I understand that.
Yeah,
now.
See, that's our thing. And as soon as he start talking like that, leave him alone. That nigga got an STD. That's all I'm gonna say.
Now, speaking of STD, didn't we just, never mind.
Then
we just read a good story about
somebody
in a hot spring just magically come up with it.
Person
come and tell me some shit like that and then watch what I tell you.
What's up, Golden
tell
child
me shit like that and watch what I tell you.
Yeah.
Man, but look, basically at the end of the day, you match that. Well, I was gonna say, everybody ain't gonna like you, and that's okay. everybody gonna like you, and that's okay too.
You will have
you
more.
Everybody
people.
Ain't gonna like you, and everybody gonna like you.
Yeah,
you will have more to. People to fuck with you than more people to hate you.
Right. At the end of the day, for every 5 friends you got 1 person hate.
Yep.
So you just do it like that right now.
You know what? I don't think that's the issue. I think it's the issue is the one that you don't know that's the friend that's the hater.
But it's the small thing. You can always peep a hater.
Yeah, man. These people well, can always peep a hater.
Hey, this is something.
You do this, they be like, nah, man, I don't know why the hell you doing that.
That
ain't gonna work.
Nah, people can play that role.
Tony got a business. Okay, hey, Jock. I got my yard business. Oh, no, nah, Tony, you tripping, man. You don't need to be doing that. The yard business garbage right now. Okay, well, hey, Jock, I'm about to open this nice restaurant. Nah, man, you don't need to do it. Everything negative. Bro, Kenna, you hype me up on something.
You think everything negative? I don't think that everything is negative, man. From a person that knows how to
support my dog. What he's saying is, at the end of the day, you got to support. See, like me.
I got the support. When Tony opened that business, guess what? Hey, bro. Hey, Tony got a yard business.
I'm glad. Listen, hold on. I'm glad that y'all brought that to this point. I'm happy because the support part. So how do y'all feel about that? If you put energy out and you're supporting your, you know, your homeboys mm-hmm. or your girl or whoever, you know, your family, friend, and that's not reciprocated. So, you know what I'm saying? Are you still good with continuing putting that type of energy out?
Well, what you mean when you say reciprocate? Like, they ain't giving me no kickback?
Like, what I'm trying to say. Like,
because I believe in kickbacks, goddammit.
Jock just said, all right, Tony, you just did your business now. Did you receive any of that same energy that you put forth on somebody else yet? You see what I'm saying? That you know you don't put forth this
right,
energy.
Right, right. Yeah. No, nah, because like
I can't be I'm sorry to cut you off, brother, liar. But I can't be mad at Tony cause he ain't support me.
Right.
I can't be mad at cause I'm not Tony ain't no telling what Tony got going on. But hey, if Tony tell one person, I'm cool with that.
Right.
So, Tony, tell one person.
If one person, because I talked to Tony, he sent me this way, boom, he said something. He ain't got to go every day, all day, throwing shit on Facebook.
And then you got to, also got to, like, you know what I'm saying, know the atmosphere. So, like, boom, Jock might dabble in DJing from time to time. You know, me and Jock don't rap. I mean, you know,
talk that shit. PJ.
You don't know, because if I was saying Jock, I'd be like, I don't DJ, I just work. Like, I don't know what the fuck gonna come up out of Jock's mouth. So I tried to beat him to the punchline,
and I just told him,
yeah, nigga, you know, talk that shit. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I'd be like, Jock a DJ? No, I'm not. I'm like, okay, he isn't a DJ. What are you today, Jock? He's Run DMC. Nah, that nigga fucked up. I was about to say my Adidas, and I looked down, that bitch got on Nikes, Adidas pants, and a Florida State shirt. Goddamn, got to be more careful.
Well, listen, man, I had to get here.
That bitch literally say, oh, yep, this look clean, yep. That looks right.
All it
right.
Match, all the colors match, let's go.
Drop Michael, bum out.
Man. Wait, I'm about to say, hey, he put on that FSU shirt.
Now, let me ask y'all a question, because this is one thing that I ran into. When you're doing a business, like you're doing your own thing, can you, like, why are we so hard with accepting criticism? Because we always just think, you know, we doing it right. Like, for instance, I had a customer. Okay. She said, like, I was blowing the grass in her flower bed, and I was like, no, I wasn't. And then she said I was doing something else wrong, and I was like, no, I didn't. You know, and then I had to actually sit back and realize, like, once they snapped on my ass, like, look, I'm paying you for a service. I know we cool and all, but I expect, you know, you can't keep clapping back at me. And I had to realize that, you know what? You're right. Maybe I do need to but because, you know, in my mind, I'm just like, oh, nah, man, I do your yard immaculate.
I told you that, though. I told you with that business because he started off, oh, man, the people love me. I said, bro, you go bump into an angry customer one day.
And them motherfuckers came.
And that's a part of, hey, of a...
Them motherfuckers angry?
Hey, listen.
Them motherfuckers listen, came.
I told him.
I fired myself from one big yard. That bitch, she was just doing too much. I told him.
Hey,
that bitch wanted me to pick up every string in the grass.
He is good at what he do, but it's going to be that one customer. That is every business. It don't matter. If a person's spending money, somebody go complain.
Right. Because, I mean, and I guess because me, I look at it as... You already know what you're doing, so I'm not going to come out here and critique you unless, like, I cut your yard. I don't put patch to my shit. I'm growing this a big-ass patch of grass still sitting around that bitch that I ain't even touch. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm going to tell you about that shit. But, like I said, at the end of the day, her criticism, shout out to her, helped me understand it better. So when I get other customers that I don't know, I simply say, okay, yeah, I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do that at work. You know, oh man, you guys forgot to put the oil sticker there. Oh, I apologize. You know what? I'm gonna take your car in the back. I'm gonna have it washed up for you. And now they like, well, fuck, like, it's just customer service,
right?
Whenever you have a business.
But what about when they say they don't like your attitude?
Fuck them.
What'd you say? Sometimes I don't like it.
I'm not here to. Hey, I'm not here Jock to conversate with you.
I just want to make it clear that Jock is a smart ass individual when it comes down to being like. I thought I was bad at like being sarcastic to customers, but not being rude at the same damn time. Like being direct, letting them know that they're stupid, but not being rude at the same time.
I'm gonna talk to a professional, and so you mean tell me we didn't do this? Okay, all right, well. I'm going to take you outside, point out that we did do this, and is there anything else we can help you with?
Right. Like, I'm going to tell you something so funny. I got this one homeboy, right? He shot with me or whatever at my job, but he hadn't been up there in a while, and he bought, like, this particular product that we were out of. He was like, yeah, man, this other company, they won't sell it to the public. Like, y'all sell it to the public. You got to have a contract. So I know he wasn't licensed to do what he do. Mm. So I said, oh, bro, you got a license? And he was like, nah, I go in there under somebody else's account, and I use their account. That's how I get my stuff. I say, oh, so you don't got a license, but they still sell it to you, though, because you're up under somebody else's account. And then he realized that, the same shit you talking, I've been coming to me and tell me the exact same thing. I work for this company. The only thing I'm going to do is say, okay.
Yeah.
And write that shit up. I'm not asking you for any credentials to show me that you work there. I say, so you think they protecting your ass, and they make you believe they protecting your ass, but think about what the hell you doing right now. Yep. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't even know why the hell we talk about this shit. It's just... was the story I wanted to share. That's right. Fucking retarded.
Nah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say retarded. Don't counsel me.
Because you said the fact that the energy that, like, when if taking that, you know, constructive criticism and things like that you know, your clients and things like that of that sort, that's just the growing pains of business, you know what I mean? So...
person spending money.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing about, you know what, and I was just really trying to think, like does that need to be a show? Because I hear it so often out of people's mouth is like complaining. Is complaining really bad? Like we look at complaining as something that's just, I feel like it's demonized. But if somebody's paying for something, like why can't they expect?
It's one thing to, before you even finish that, it's one thing to expect. It's another thing to demand.
Right.
You feel me? Like, you expect something. I might not... all right, perfect example. You go out there and you do a plumbing job. Now, I don't look on YouTube, and I seen the way it's supposed to be done. So, I'm expecting hold on. I'm expecting you to do it the exact same way I do it on YouTube. But this is your profession, and you know how to do it. So, you don't do it the way I seen it on YouTube. Hell, you do it a different way. Right? You still got the same results. But my expectation was for you to do probably it that way. So now here I am coming to you asking you questions like, well, why you ain't do this? Why you ain't do that? Because I want you to think that I know what the fuck you doing.
You don't think that I get hackled that way at times? You know, I'm
saying, though, do you feel like that's okay because they're paying their money?
Yeah. Honestly, it doesn't bother me. What happens is...
because I feel like when people think...
I just tend to reassure. You know, reassure that person that, hey, I got this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't need your help. Like, I'm good. So if you do want to, you know, hire me or be over my shoulder by some shit, then hey, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not finna be bothered by that. It says attempting to, but it's still showing that we are, like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but
we resume right here. We might have froze up for a little minute, but okay. All right, but what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not bothered by it. What I do is just take that time to, just like Josh said, you reassure, you know, hey, this is, I got this. You feel what I mean?
Man, I go through that all the time.
Yeah, you have
especially,
to do that with people.
Especially in the car business. Okay, how much is this alternator? $850. How long it take to replace it? We go by book time. You're a business person. You go by book time. If it say 2.5 hours, we go by 2.5. If it take the technician an hour, we can't charge out. We go by, it depends on that worker.
Right.
If Tony can cut a whole yard and he told people he can do this and do this in an hour, you can tell people you do the pipes and that shit might take Tony half an hour. Trimmed, Ed, and all that. Wait, how long you...
Oh, the only person loses on my end, though, is me, though, when it comes down.
No, because you can go by book time. Yeah. The book time say 3 hours, I'm charging you 3 hours. If it take me half an hour to do it because I'm experienced, I'm good at it, I'm still charging you 3 hours.
Right.
You can't be mad at, and that's a business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the reason why I just go to the shade tree mechanics.
And that's the reason you back over at my shop.
Look, bitch, how much longer you gonna try me to put? I don't want no goddamn hour time.
I promise you, bro. I see that all the time. Oh, hell nah, y'all cost too much. And guess what? 2 weeks later, can I set an appointment? He ain't do it right.
Mm.
Know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that shit happened too. Yeah, trust me. I got the kind of, hey, can you come down on it? It's too high.
I mean, I can.
They did it, but you know, had some people to do it for me. So can you just come get it started? No, I
like
can't.
Like, if
I
it's
can't
one of those
shit,
ones that I've
don't
been
call,
dealing
don't
with.
Don't call me.
Yeah,
don't
listen.
Call me.
One thing about it though.
Don't call me.
If it's one of them ones that I've been dealing with for years, good attitude. No, I'm saying I can work out something with you.
If it's one of them ones that try me like that.
Oh, my tire pressure is low. Man, that shit off by 1 PSI. You know what I'm saying? That ain't really low.
That just
complain about everything. No, I can't. No, man, this is the price here. I'm sorry.
Ain't nothing I can do, sorry.
There is nothing I can do.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'll be the number one. You gonna aggravate me? I'm damn sure trying to run your ass off with price. That bitch can be $12. I'm a $24.50.
Always remember this, Tony. Up 20, down 10. Okay?
Yeah.
Up 20, down 10.
Man, listen, I'm trying to up 75 and down.
Listen.
Down 20.
I mean, you just have to, like, I ain't trying to cut everybody head, but damn.
I mean, trust me, in my field, I'm not in the business of really cutting heads, because, you know, it's enough of us out there. It's enough of people in my field that do that already.
It's enough.
So, you get what I'm saying?
Everybody got it.
So I feel like, hey, y'all keep on getting them, because y'all going to keep sending them my way. So, that's how I feel about it. You see what I mean?
All of us got competition. Tony?
Ain't nobody like me. I'm my competition.
Yeah, it is.
I'm my own competition.
I mean, it is, though, because, I mean, like I say, shit, a lot of people tell me, I hear a lot of people saying, oh, you too high. Then I have a lot of people saying, you kind of cheap. So I don't know where the hell I'm at right now on my pricing. I just stick to what I know and keep it moving.
I ain't got no yard man no more.
Yeah, he want to put up a fence and shit.
You ain't got no yard
man
no more?
Yeah,
I
put up a fence, and the yard man say, fuck you, my friend.
And buddy, like, amigo. Like, he don't even talk. He ain't even come by my house. He don't even come ring the doorbell no more.
Josh still owed the man $100.
No,
but he don't want to talk to Josh.
Hey, I don't know where Buddy at.
Oh.
Like, I got his phone number.
He's going through some things right now, man.
How?
You might need to find him. You might need to just put a card out the door.
I ain't
but put a card
him.
On the fence. Say, for the yard, man.
Bruh.
And just tell him, I thank you for all your service and your support. You know what I'm saying? You need me to go
I be
up
at work. I be at
like,
work.
You get what I'm saying? Go
it
up.
It can be Wednesday. It be a Wednesday. And I'm like, why my alarm? Like, I keep getting an alert from the ring.
Right.
Boy, that nigga on that Ryan Lumbo slinging it, going. I can't never, like, bro, I call his phone, he don't answer. And this is way before, so I just have to catch him when he come around.
Maybe he found out that you wasn't the account that he was supposed to be servicing.
Shit, he came to me.
He was supposed to be cutting the yard next door.
No, it ain't no account. He his own person.
Hey, for all these years, he thought he was cutting.
Bro, that man charged me $20, I think 20 hey, or 25.
He thought that that was his tip, man.
Yeah. Well, shit, he should have said something. If he wanted extra, I would have.
Hey, you don't get it? You don't think that that's possible? Somebody can be cutting the yard of somebody that's been paying them because they've been, you know what I'm saying?
No, bro, no, because.
Then that was the tip.
I walked up on him because I was getting ready to cut my yard. Okay. And this was during the summer.
Okay.
Man, it was hotter than hell out there. And get what? I seen him up the street taking the lawnmower off the trailer. And I rolled down there asking how much he charged. He said, okay, I'll come down there and look at it. Came down there. I'm going to tell you what price. The problem is. I say, do it. I say, can you do it now? He like, yeah. And they knocked it out.
I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem is that he feel cheated, and he wanna.
He gave me the price.
I know. I'm telling. But listen, see, one thing I'm telling you from experience.
Okay, well,
right, Tony, am I lying?
Yeah, cause I damn sure be out that bitch.
Listen, I'm coming from experience, bro. Because okay. Listen, remember, I had somebody that was cutting my yard.
Okay.
All right. So what happened was is that. They wanted to go up, then they didn't want to do it, then they didn't want. You see what I mean? Like we tried to come to a. I don't know, but like you said, the communication ain't really there.
It's like it if the prices like are going up, tell me.
But see, that'd be like the hardest.
Thank you.
But not no flex. People, that's like the hardest conversation to have with people because people already be feeling like they're overpaying,
bro.
So if I tell you like
the hardest, and
that's why I just tell a bit off the dribble. Whatever the fuck I want. Bruh, that's what it is.
What you got to realize is that is not the hardest thing to do. The prices on gas going up. Why the people ain't talk to us?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, nah, they damn sure ain't going to talk to us about that.
Exactly. So it's the price of materials, fluids, oils, everything is going up.
Natural
and don't nobody tell us nothing. The business owners, the people that those weed eaters and blades, you probably got a blade a year ago.
For a dollar.
For a dollar. Now that bitch $6.99. Nah, why ain't nobody tell me nothing? Brother, excuse me, ma'am. Starting next month, prices on the yard work is going up another $10.
Chipotle tell your ass.
Ooh, all right, I gotta go because talking about the Chipotle too. Like my books are down right now, man. They need my support, man.
We'll get into the red of the day. Like I'm just trying to tell you, like I think that you know, for one, so it's not wrong to. Is it wrong to feel some type of way if you put out some energy that you don't receive back? Is it wrong for you to, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that a negative way of looking at it? Or should you be to the point of that thing? Like, if you don't, like, if you have it to give, should you be in the mindset if somebody asks you for something and you got it to give, you know, you giving it without respect, you know, expecting it back anyways?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Should it be that energy or should it just be the simple fact that, you know, because I'm trying to tell you, I don't know how many people probably have friendships, relationships, or in something where they are putting some energy out there and they're disrespecting to get it back that same way. And that's another thing about this whole thing, this whole conversation, because oftentimes, and if you know how the universe and the world work, like that energy don't come back the way that you put it out. You see what I'm saying? It comes back in a different form.
I think it depends. Well, I ain't gonna say it depends. See, when a person do something out of kindness of their heart, that is that person. Like, I wouldn't expect everybody to give you the same love. Sometimes I don't even want the love back. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. Like, I guess everybody is just different.
everybody just different?
Everybody different. So, some people don't expect nothing back. Now, right, one thing,
But you know, as being a seed sower, right? And doing like, I have never seen, not even in the Bible, where it tells you not to, you know, sow something, not to give something, and to expect something back in return. Like, you know, and not to expect the harvest or respect, you know, something that you're doing. Like, we've always been taught to seed and sow. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So when you sowing your seed that you are to, it's like planting a garden. Are you going to plant a garden and not expect for anything, to reap anything from that? Like, you see what I'm saying?
I don't know, honestly. I think everybody done did the little kids that be outside of Home Depot, loads of little Girl Scout, Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want the cookies. I just give them the $5.
Nah, you got to give them the
cookies. I'm getting my cookies.
But I'm saying the cookie. Now, if I'm buying the Girl Scout cookies, yeah. But sometimes I don't... sometimes it's like, it's just, boom, here go five, y'all have a good day, you know. I mean, it just depends on how you feeling that day. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never giving them shit without more cookies.
The Girl Scout cookies. I do want the Girl Scout cookies, but yeah. Sometimes you just giving some. Like if it ain't no Girl Scout cookies, that they got popcorn now. I don't want that damn popcorn.
You say you don't want the popcorn?
Yeah, I don't want that damn popcorn.
All right,
well, get into the riddle of the day.
All right, let's go. I'm
talking about popcorn.
Let's go.
And I'm a little sad right now.
My book, all right, and the riddle of the day goes a little something like this. It says, I'm always hard when dry, but smooth when soft.
Hello, can you start that over?
I can't even finish this shit, man.
Can you start that over?
Hold on, man. Alright. And the riddle goes a little something like this. It says, I'm always hard when dry, but smooth and soft when wet. What am I?
I don't know. Always hard when dry. Oh.
Gum.
Ice. Wait, yeah.
Say ice? Wait, ice?
Hard when gum. Dry. Smooth when wet.
You look ugly ass.
Okay, so you said it is ice. I'm always hard when dry, but smooth,
shit,
but smooth and soft when wet. What am I?
I'm gonna say ice.
Smooth and soft when wet. You said ice. Tell me.
Yeah,
I said gum.
Gum. Okay.
I'm gonna call you back.
All right, gum. All right. Let's see what this is.
My sister don't want to steal this game.
Oh, she had to turn up for y'all. Water? How you gonna say water, bro? Water ain't... Because you said, like, fly said ice.
Ice, yeah.
Yeah, it's made out of water, I guess.
I mean, right. Because,
I mean, gum is hard when you put it in your mouth. Then when your hot-ass breath touches, it just gets soft.
Okay.
No,
okay.
He said smooth and wet. Okay.
All right, so let's go. Gum
ain't smooth and sticky.
Oh.
Okay.
Evans!
And the answer is...
Fuck you!
Drum roll again.
I thought you said water already.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob.
All right,
man.
I ain't like that riddle.
Hey, that riddle was stupid.
You better have an adequate enough joke of the day.
Oh,
I like how he paused. And like he thinking it's so serious, then it's a joke.
Right, ain't it?
Nah, for real though.
Right.
How much you think it'll cost to put a chimney in? I'm pretty sure it's free because it's on the house. Hey,
I'm just saying, man.
It's on the house. I like that.
I do this shit.
It's on the house.
Yes, sir.
That's something that out there. So it's on
man,
the
listen.
House.
I'm going to tell y'all something so crazy, bro. This joke of the day shit, this shit don't got, like, crazy because now I got my coworkers. They coming to me telling me jokes and shit. Like, yeah. Little jokes and shit. Somebody called me up. That one I just told y'all. Somebody called me up yesterday and told me that shit. Oh, I was like, yeah, I'm going to use that shit on the show. So ain't people just coming up to me telling me all these little corny ass dry jokes. And I, you know, I appreciate that way. I ain't got to be on this bitch
listen.
Looking
everybody,
through this shit like,
shout
hey.
Out to everybody. Everybody comment. Everybody inbox Tony. Whatever joke you want to
yeah.
hear. Tell Tony the joke and he'll do it on the show.
And I will do it as long as it's funny. And the movie of the week.
What's the movie?
Is
Tony?
Red Notice with The Rock and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh yeah.
On Netflix.
That's
it's
on
and that fine ass
okay,
Wonder
I was
Woman.
Say, make sure it's a movie that we can go like see.
Yeah. No, okay. Most of my 90% of my movies that I'm gonna give y'all is gonna be free.
Yes,
so
yes.
As long as you got Amazon, Hulu, Netflix.
Nigga,
or,
ain't now one of them free.
No, but
no, I'm talking about free to watch. You
I don't
pay
care what nobody say. The pandemic, everybody done got Netflix.
You
yeah, man.
Everybody got Netflix.
What?
Netflix started trimming the fat on the
but
pandemic.
But I'm saying though,
you
got
to
think about
where,
it.
Where, to
during
the
pandemic, like
the
beginning the
TV,
stage,
they know which TV it's on
right.
now. You know what I'm saying?
Because that during the pandemic, the beginning, Netflix blew up because everybody couldn't work.
You know who really put that out there. That dumbass Bird Cage, Bird Box, what that damn?
I still ain't seen that movie, Bird Box. I ain't
Bird Box
seen
was
that,
was
that
Netflix.
Dumb.
Yeah.
I never seen that.
Bird
I mean,
Box fucked it up for everybody.
Bird Box made me want to get Netflix, but yeah. I didn't get it.
I always had Netflix.
Hey, well, it ain't messing up for me because
and the price
I always
went up
was
on
the
Netflix.
One that was. I was mm. always the one that was lending. right. So.
Oh,
I've
but
been with Netflix since they
yeah.
started.
Hey, shout out to Liz, my coworker. She used to always give me her passwords.
Shout out, Liz. Hey, anything else?
Shout out to my boy at work. I ain't going to tell you his name, but he gave me his HBO Max password.
Liz gave me hers.
Hey, well, my boy gave me his.
So Liz and the boy, hey, drop
and shout out to my dog, Tim.
Drop that
know
shit
what I'm saying?
The school,
he just sent me
inbox,
all the passwords.
Man.
Liz.
Drop that shit in the school inbox for me, man.
That's all. Liz is Puerto Rican, know what I'm saying? Hola, como está? See
yes.
all that.
Yes.
Wepa, yes. wepa.
Que pasa, loco?
Yeah.
It sound Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah, I know I got this girl at the job. So I'll be like, que pasa, Tony? I'll be like, que pasa, loco?
Yeah, he dragging with it. Yeah, he Mexican.
Right. So he sound Dominican.
Que pasa, vato?
Okay, cool.
All right, man. We out. I got to go chill my Buccaneers on. We losing 13-0.
All right, here we go right now, man. I'm going to get the quote of the day. And, like Tony D said, we out. I don't think we have nothing in closing. It says, don't be handcuffed by bad habits. When you hold the key to unlock the greatness that's inside of you.
Ooh.
Don't be pushed around by fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart. Trust your infinite potential. Be patient. The sky is not the limit. Your mind is.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. That was 2D. 2D. Tony motherfucking D. Fly Jock with that stupid shit on. And the perfect gentleman.
Yes, sir.
We are Sunday, the motherfucking scoop, cook.
Hey, best believe that.
Wait, Nene, happy birthday again.
Happy birthday, Nene.
Nene.
Happy birthday.
Ezell. Thank you for the invite. Right across the street was a little short walk. Oh, that's right. I wasn't there.
Shout out to the wordplay.
Listen, the people called the police on us.
I bet. You're no longer on Mercy Drive, okay?
Okay.
Listen.
Shout out to Wordplay Deck, man. Y'all go follow my partner
from
all major streaming platforms.
From 9 o'clock to 2:30, we jamming.
Oh yeah, I'm calling the police too. Mainly because I wasn't invited, but still I'm calling them.
No, so next time them goddamn
Tavares police come up.
No, next time somebody have a party around that area, and as soon as the clock say 2:30, and if we still here. Bum, 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 bum. 911.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to be in their feelings about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy
but
part
yeah, happy birthday, sis.
The crazy part of it is just like Tony said, but it probably one of
the. This is school. I cut my dog off. I heard he's snitching too.
I feel blessed on this one, yeah.